every individual, inshallah. Nahmaduhu wa salli ala Rasul Kareem. Amongst the various ayat that we have recited, one of them is a very famous one that we recite quite very often. Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'mineen anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. But as far as the believers are concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purchased their lives. Just like, for example, when you and I purchase something, we are the owner of it. And when we are the owner of something, we can do whatever we want with it. We can use it any way we wish. If you buy a car and you wish to open it up the next day, you are welcome to do that. If you take it to a private track, you can even drive it above the speed limit. This is your car. You're the owner of it. Generally, you can do whatever you wish with it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, as far as the believer is concerned, I have purchased them. I own them. And they belong to me. And because they belong to me, there is a certain way in which they are going to live their life. The way they deal with one another, the way they deal in business, the way they deal in family, the way they walk, the way they talk. Everything is done the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for them to do. Yes, there will be times when they will be happy, there will be times when they will get angry. Deen allows you to get angry, deen allows you to be happy. Your happiness must not trespass the boundaries. We cannot get so happy that we will do things that are haram in nature, start living a lifestyle that is very immodest, partying, clubbing, etc. No. At the same time, when we are sad, then we will not start hitting ourselves, destroying ourselves, making promises that are false in nature because we are desperate on a given situation. No. Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'mineena anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. We would live a life like the way a servant is called upon to live their life. The ulama give a beautiful example, like a horse, for example. When you make it move, it moves. It doesn't say, well, now there is water there, I'm going to stop. A horse generally, will do whatever the master wishes for it to do, because it is loyal. If a horse, if an animal is that way, the ulama have said, then we have to be more loyal to our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we read the famous ayah, At-ta'ibun, al-'abidun, al-hamidun, as-sayihun, al-raki'un, as-sajidun, al-amirun bil-ma'roof, wa-nahun al-munkar, wa-la-hafidun li-hududillah. Yesterday we read a different ayah, that munafiqs are friends unto one another. They don't command good, they command evil. Good people, they command with good things at all times. And they are ready to assist others in doing good things at all times. Yes, it may be hard for them to sometimes do good things, but they will not become a hindrance or an impediment to other people. Now, another good characteristic Allah loves is the following. One is, you'll make tawbah. The other is, you'll be a sincere servant. You'll be an abd. Like how you want your servants, how you want your maids, how you want your employees to behave with you. Allah says, no different. Just like you expect from those under you, you are a creation, they are a creation, you expect from them. I'm Allah. Why can you not become a true servant towards me? Al-Hamidun, especially in this month, we must try to send or try to read Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, as much as we can. If you can't read Quran, first of all, whatever little Quran you know, you try and read while you're sitting in your car, driving in your car, whatever you know, you try to read that as best as you can, because it's the month of the Quran. But sometimes you may get tired of reading the same thing over and over, then reciting Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, and whatever little you know. And inshallah, you'll be amongst the category of those that are the hamidun. Then as-sayihun, fasting is something we must do as we are doing, inshallah. And we should not limit it only to the month of Ramadan. This ayah is saying, do it in the month of Ramadan, but amongst the people of taqwa, they will continue doing it out of the month of Ramadan as well. Two times a week, also three times a month, the middle of every month, etc., etc. Ar-raki'un refers to try to make ruku and be with those that make ruku as well. Because if you make ruku alone, then that's not enough. You have family, you have children, you have grandchildren, you have parents, grandparents, whatever you have. Your duty is to do it and also to do it with them. That's what the Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. The next ayah on the other side says that be with those that fear Allah and be with those that are truthful in nature. Do not be with liars. Do not be with cheaters. Do not be with people that do wrongful things. So if you are with people that are good and you are with people that are making ruku, then definitely your life will reflect that, your relationships will reflect that, and your life will become, inshallah, very easy. Also be with those as-sajidun, those that make sajda, Again, those that perform salat and al-amiruna bil ma'ruf. Try to be with those that do good and they assist and command others to do good to the best of the capacity. وَنَّهُونَ عَلِ الْمُنْكَرِ And also, of course, stay away from every type of evil and prevent yourself and others from evil. وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ And finally, protect the boundaries of Allah. Everything has a boundary. The relationship has a boundary. The way in which you are called upon to drive your car has a boundary. The manner in which you interact with Muslims versus non-Muslims, there are boundaries. So there's a boundary to everything. And we have to understand and seek out the boundaries of everything. And that will take us, inshallah, in better and more healthy relationships and also improve our relationship between ourselves and Allah. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And give very beautiful glad tidings to the believers. That means Allah doesn't say Muslimin. Allah says mu'min. Because a mu'min will take, inshallah, all these things very, very serious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says the following, that when the surah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being sent down, when the words of Allah are being recited, then people that don't like Muslims and those that are against Muslims, they will make statements like, well, has the reciting of the Quran really improved your iman? For example, when girls are trying to dress in the moral way, then somebody in the family will always say, well, you know, you dress that way, what, now you see better dreams? Or what's happening? Now you're seeing, now you're dressing this, wearing all this hijab, niqab stuff, all this, are better people proposing for you? They make fun of you. When boys keep beards, well, now he's becoming a big sheikh, they start saying. And they purposely will ask you intricate questions that you can't answer and say, look what a bewukuf is. He's keeping a big beard, but he doesn't know the fatwa. He doesn't know the masla. That's not why you keep a beard or don't keep a beard. You don't wear a scarf because you're knowledgeable or ignorant. You are doing it because Allah has certain boundaries installed. And we supposed to instill those values within ourselves. So this argument that, oh, you're performing salah, now you became a big sheikh. All these things, you think you're sounding smart, the munafiqs made the statement over 1400 years ago. And Allah is talking about it right here. When the surahs were being sent down, and Muslims would decide, they'll say, oh, ayyukum zadatu hadhi imana? Oh, mashallah, your iman is becoming very strong. The answer is, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ Yes. You and I may not know it. And people that are doing good, they must say, yes, my iman is getting stronger. Because they are being arrogant, now you must give them an answer. Yes, when I perform salah, I do feel good. Yes, now and then my dreams are better. Inshallah, a good person will propose for me, whatever the situation may be. Those are the things you must say yourself. So there is no need for you to be confident in the good you do, because the hadith clearly says, if you think of Allah in a good manner, Allah will treat you in a good manner. You are positive towards Allah, Allah will be positive towards you. You are negative towards Allah and the creation of Allah, and the creation of Allah will be negative towards you, and Allah will also be negative towards you. May Allah really, really save us from this type of behavior. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ وَزَادَتْهُمْ كَافِرُونَ And as far as disbelief and evil doers are concerned, their hearts have a disease, and the disease continues increasing upon themselves. So these ayat are teaching us something very, very important. It's teaching us to do good things, and good things will bring further good things. And they're telling us also to stay away from bad habits, because bad habits will only produce further negativity. And of course, thereafter, we began, as you heard the brother, he started off with Surah Hud. Surah Hud is a surah that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it created white hairs in my beard. Why did he create white hairs in his beard? It's because Rasulullah began, as the Quran was being sent down, as he began reflecting this ayah, he saw that other prophets were troubled. What is he was being troubled? See, we have become very selfish. When I'm troubled, I worry about myself. When my family goes through difficulty, I worry about my family. That wasn't how Rasulullah did his thinking. Rasulullah taught us something very important, that he went through difficulty, others also went through difficulty, and because he was hearing about the difficulty, they became what is known as a shared pain. A shared pain. So he began to feel a little bit of their pain. How come Anbiyas were killed without any reason? And today's time, people are being killed, Muslims are being killed, and we make fun of it. I mean, I hate to say this, but for example, if we don't like a given culture and they are dying, what do we say? Yeah, they deserve it, you don't know what they do. Or etc. etc. They're starving? Well, I'm not surprised that they're starving. You don't know how they behave. This is not the way a believer talks. This is not the way a Muslim talks. My brothers in Islam, many of the countries that are suffering right now and individuals that are going through difficulty, once upon a time, if you look in their history, they lived a royal life.
Allah changes. Allah changes. Just like He has changed for them. For us, for some of us individuals, they have changed for the better. We don't know what our grandchildren and great-grandchildren will go through. And may Allah protect them. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he heard about the pain of other prophets, he sort of began to feel the pain himself. And the worry and the stress of that affected him to the point where his Mubarak beard began to turn, of course, a little bit grey thereafter. So this surah is something you must go through. And there are many different examples. I mean, from Ibrahim alayhi salam, we learned the example of how to treat our parents, for example. Students will always make comments, I'm going to go home, tell my mom this, I'm going to tell my dad that. I clearly tell them repeatedly. From Ibrahim alayhi salam, we don't learn that behavior. Your job is to be the best yourself. Your job is not going to change the whole world. And your job is not to change the whole world. If you change yourself, people will see you changing. And once they see you changing, they will follow the good in you. So likewise, Ibrahim alayhi salam, we learn how to behave with his father. From Ibrahim alayhi salam, we learn how to behave with his child. From his child, we learn how to be loving to the father. From Nuh alayhi salam, we learn that everyone is not really part of your family just because they are married to you or part of you. If they don't behave, then you have to say, now you go your way, I go my way. We have to be strong enough. If you believe in Allah, then Allah has a system. And we have to follow that system. Because many times we are supporting individuals that are oppressive even in our families. And that only destroys our iman and those around. From Musa alayhi salam, we learn how to behave with your brother, how to be firm, how to be accepting, how to be loving, how to behave with people that are around you. From Shuaib alayhi salam, we learn how not to change information. When a sale is being made, be honest about it. Don't lie about it. Don't give wrong statistics. Don't give wrong facts, whether it's about the car, whether it's about a given product, whether it's about a given shirt. Whatever it is, be honest about it. Because if you are going to lie, you are going to cheat, you're going to affect your barakah. So this surah talks about various prophets and how they gave advice. And one thing every prophet said to the people, believe in Allah. Number one. Number two, they kept on saying to the people, we're not asking you for any worldly benefits. We're only asking you one thing. Make istighfar for the wrong you have done and believe in Allah. And that's the point we will end up with. Inshallah, this is the blessed month. Let us increase our istighfar. As we walk out of the masjid, let us say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbi wa natubu ilayh. My brothers in Islam, people will judge you. And people will always say, look at so-and-so, look at so-and-so. We don't worry about people. We have to worry about ourselves and the wrongs we have done. And change our intention. That, oh Allah, I have done wrong. Oh Allah, I'm changing. My change is gradual. Oh Allah, I accept my forgiveness. And inshallah, you will see the barakah of this, not only in this world, but inshallah, also in the hereafter to come as well. Let us inshallah make a small dua for each individual over here, as well as those that are out of here as well. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم اللهم انك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وسالنا اللهم من اتيك منا فخير الاسلام ومن توفيت منا فبقى الايمان Oh Allah, every brother, every sister, every individual over here, some of them present, some of them not present, oh Allah, going through some challenge or the other, oh Allah, we ask you to make it easy for every individual. Oh Allah, people are going through multiple issues, some family, some social, some economic, some political. Oh Allah, you know best why you put us through what we are going through. But we know from well, whatever we are going through, oh Allah, we will acknowledge we may have made a mistake. Oh Allah, we ask you to forgive us. Oh Allah, we ask you to make people forgive us. Oh Allah, just like we want people to be kind to us, oh Allah, let us be kind to the individual. Oh Allah, make it such that our sins do not become exposed, our wrongs do not become exposed. Oh Allah, you conceal each of us many, many times. Even though you have concealed us, we still sometimes go back to others. Oh Allah, we ask you for forgiveness. Oh Allah, we ask you to make it such that we will make a right on our wrongs. Oh Allah, we also ask you for assistance on every matter regarding ourselves, our families, our neighbors, our community, and every individual out there. Oh Allah, you have blessed us with food, a lot of food. Oh Allah, likewise, we ask you to bless other nations and other countries as well. Oh Allah, you have blessed most of us with good health. Oh Allah, continue giving us good health. Likewise, we ask you, Allah, to give other people good health as well. Oh Allah, make it such we can use our health
towards improving our iman, our quality of life, and those that are around us, make us become assistant to them on every level. O Allah, likewise, we thank you, O Allah, for giving us an opportunity to lift our hands towards you and ask of you and you alone. Allahumma rabbana atina min dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban.